Discover insights to boost your business or improve your quality of life right here on the Soar to Success podcast with your host, Pat Altvader.
David Wood left his cushy Park Avenue job 20 years ago to build the world's largest coaching business. He became number one on Google for life coaching, serving an audience of 150,000 coaches and coaching thousands of hours across 12 countries. David coaches business owners, executives, and teams to produce extraordinary results through authentic, transparent communication. He was elected to the exclusive Transformational Leadership Council alongside such thought leaders as Jack Canfield and Marianne Williamson. And he's with us today. Hi, David. Welcome to the Soar to Success podcast. I'm so excited to have you today.
Thank you, Pat. I'm happy to be here. And I like your excitement. I'm feeling my excitement increase just by meeting you.
All right. Thanks. So why don't you tell us a little bit about what you do and why you do it?
Wow. That's a really big question. let me give you a small answer.
Okay, perfect.
I'm always interested in how things are put together, how things work. Apparently, my brain's really good at pattern matching.
Oh, okay.
I spot, you know, like the whole puzzle pieces. So when I first discovered self-help and I'm in this course and someone's stuck and she's like, oh, I don't know what to do with my husband. I'm like, well, did you try what the teacher said yesterday? You know, that might help you. And I changed somebody's life overnight. And I was like, well, this is really cool. And at the same time, they helped me discover that while at that time I knew a lot about numbers, business systems, and money, because I was very left-brained. I got paid to go to college, came top of my school, very privileged upbringing. I didn't know anything about intimacy and vulnerability and authenticity and true influence and leadership. I didn't know about any of those things. Mm-hmm. And I didn't know that I didn't know.
That's the trouble with that stuff.
Yeah, that's the trick about being human. You don't know yet what you don't know. Yes. So the first 25 years of my life were all about money and systems and business. And the second half of my life, still about systems, but more about the system of being human. And I want my clients, look, when they come to me, I say, if all you want is more money, because I work with a lot of business owners and almost all of them want a double revenue, great. But if that's all you want, you should go to someone else because I'd be wasted. I can help you with that. But while we're doing it, I want to know what makes you tick. I want to know what makes you happy. Mm-hmm. I want you living a life so that when it comes time to be on your deathbed, you can look back and say, I gave it everything. I really lived my life.
Yeah.
And I think the reason I want that is because for years, I didn't even know that that was possible. And then as I discovered it by sitting with teacher after teacher after teacher after teacher, and I kind of get the keys to the kingdom, mm-hmm. I want to share that with others. So that's why I coach.
Wow. Fabulous. So I know you have a new book out called Mouse in the Room. So
I do.
We've all heard about the elephant in the room. So tell us what Mouse in the Room is.
That was great. I just had a Monica moment from Friends. I do. I've never done that before. The book, which you can't really see on the video because of the green screen, but it's called Mouse in the Room. Oh, in fact, since we are recording the video, I should throw up my book as part of the background.
Good idea.
There we go.
There we go. All right.
Yeah. So where that came from is whenever I'd sit with a teacher or go and do a course, they had one thing in common. They were encouraging me to share more of what was really happening inside. So they kept encouraging me to share more of the truth. And initially I'm like, what truth? Mm-hmm. Here I am, you know, but they kept on, you know, digging in and then things would come up and I'd be like, well, I can't say that. And I can't say that. And that person's just a jerk. There's nothing to be done. So my life for the last 20 something years has been about having phone calls and having conversations and discovering what's real for me and then artfully naming that with someone else. And then one day I'm in a program and I'm helping to teach this course on communication and leadership. And someone runs in and says, you've just got to name the thing. And by the way, the thing right now I want to name is my dog is growling. Oh. So I'm going to take a moment to be with that because what I'm trying to do is ignore that and ignore the yelling in the corridor and talk to you. And this is perfect because this is what the book is about. It's actually naming what's true. So I just named it. Settle down, Bella. So she was like, you've got to name the thing. Name the thing. And we looked at her like, she's crazy. What are you talking about? You've just got to name the thing. And then as we got further into it, we found out she was saying whatever's there in the room, whatever you're feeling, it could be a thought, a body sensation, an emotion that's usually getting in the way and you're trying to gloss over it. And so I thought, all right, you should write a book called Name That Thing. And then
like name that tune.
Yeah, name that thing. Just name the thing. I thought that would sweep the world. As I kept talking about it in podcasts, I thought, what's a metaphor we have in life that's close to that? And, you know, I think I'll give her another minute. If it doesn't settle down, I'll put her in the bedroom. She's usually happy in the bedroom because she can't hear noises from the corridor. What do we have? We've got the elephant in the room, right? Right now, my dog is the elephant in the room. I'm holding her right here. She's growling. It's distracting me. That's an elephant. We all know about that. And we should address the elephant in the room, which I'm going to do right now.
Okay.
We should totally address the elephant in the room. But what about the creatures that are much more subtle? What about the fact that she's growling and I don't know if you hear it? That's not an elephant. That's a mouse.
Okay.
Right? Okay. So I'm now feeling much more peaceful. That's an outcome of me naming it. It's just weird when we don't speak the truth. I'm trying to like do a song and dance and just pretend this isn't happening. It's distracting me. I'm not going to do my best work here. By naming it, you and I get to come into connection and actually be connected over what's real. It could be that you feel really tired and you're worried you're not going to show up well.
It could be I have a dog and I want to tell you about mine.
Yeah, right. That could come out of it. A mouse could be you're late and you're embarrassed and you don't know if you know, it might be a minute late or 2 minutes late and you're wondering if the person's annoyed. How often will we skip over that?
Yeah.
That's a mouse. So I wrote the book, Mouse in the Room. And there are two subtitles that I like. One is Because the Elephant Isn't Alone. And the other one is How to Lead Yourself and Others. Because every time you sit down with a worksheet to work out what's going on for you, what you're actually feeling, what you're wanting, what you're not wanting, that's a leadership move. And if you do decide to go and artfully name it with somebody else, that is a leadership move. It takes courage and we need heroes to lead the way.
Yeah. And so I understand there are 6 different types of mice.
There are 8.
There are 8?
There are 8. And I'm not going to tell you all of them because you have to read the book to find out all of them, but I can share some of them.
Okay. Share some of them. Share the most common ones for entrepreneurs.
Sure. And I can also give you an exercise, listeners, so you can start discovering your mice. So one common one is desire mouse.
Okay.
What are your desires? What do you want? You can get a piece of paper and write down, actually you might start with toleration. So let's suppose you get a piece of paper, draw a line down the center of the page, and on the left, up the top, you'll write toleration mice. Then on the right side of the page, you'll write desire mice.
Okay.
Because often a toleration is just a lazy desire. It just hasn't come out yet. So what are you putting up with your body, with yourself, with behavior? These are toleration mice. What are you putting up with around your family? Or if you don't have a partner, are you putting up with being single? Mm-hmm. What are you putting up with your coworkers or your staff or your boss if you have a boss? Let's get it down. There might be some people that bug you.
Yeah.
Awareness is the first win that we want. And now on the right-hand side of the page, turn each of those tolerations into a desire. What do you want? There's a desire mouse waiting there. If someone's late and you're tolerating that and feeling frustrated, you might desire that they be 5 minutes early. Okay, boom, there's a desire mouse. As a business owner, you might desire more revenue. You might desire more clients. You might want better retention. You might want more upsells. You might want more traffic to your website. You might want a higher conversion rate. You might want to hire the best people for the job and have them stick around. You might want a motivated team, right? Get your desires down. These are desire mice. So those are 2. And if there was a third that I would pick out of all my favorite children, I might say storytelling mouse. This one's really big because we don't walk around like, oh, I've got all these stories about the world. We walk around like I'm in reality right now. This is reality. You know, this person is like that. This person loves me. My dog loves me. This person is a jerk. This guy doesn't like me. That person's never going to sign up. That's how we live. But it's like in the movie, The Matrix, we think we're in reality, but it's really just a big matrix. And a lot of it isn't actually true.
Yeah.
So I created Storytelling Mouse because you might have an idea about something. Like, for example, there's a guy in my acting class. I started acting a year ago and I've been really getting into it. Guy in my acting class never says hello to me. So I have a story that he doesn't like me, right? I could maybe bet money on it, but I don't know if it's true. So that's a storytelling mouse. And I could say to him, and there's a process in the book, but the short version might be, hey, I'm wondering if I did something to offend you. I notice you never say hello. And I don't know, maybe there's something about me that bugs you, or maybe there's something I could apologize for. And I just check it out. Right. I could even say, I've been making up this story that maybe I did something to you. You know, if I say about the story that you don't like me, I could do that. That'd be very vulnerable. But I could just say, maybe I did something. I got this story and I thought I'd check it out and see if that's true, because I could be totally off base. Most people are going to hear that and go, oh, I get that. That makes sense. You know, I've got this story that you and I would have a really fun time together if we went out for a drink. I want to find out. Actually, that's not a bad way to ask somebody out.
Yeah.
So there you go. There are three different types of mice.
Yeah. And so let's go back to the desire one. So once you write them down on your list, then what happens?
Love that. I'm so glad you asked. So there's a process in the book called the 3D process. And there's a free worksheet. So anybody's welcome to the worksheet, mouseintheroom.com, top left, free download. Okay. I recommend you download it and print off 20 copies.
Okay.
And then what you do is you go through the worksheet for each mouse that you're considering naming. Now, the first step, the first D, the three Ds stand for discover, decide, and disarm.
Okay.
So first, you want to discover your mice. What's actually going on? You might know that you don't like what's happening. Let's suppose someone's late and they say, hey, you know, can we, or they missed a call with you and they're like, hey, I just used your booking link to reschedule it for next week. I had that happen once and I was upset. He missed the call. I showed up and he said, oh, my bad. I used your link to book again. And I did not want to book it again, but I couldn't tell you why. Mm-hmm. So I went through the form and the sheet says, firstly, how do you feel about this? What's going on? And so I was like, you know, I feel disrespected. I feel like he's not valuing my time and I don't like that. And I realize if we have another call, how do I know he's going to show up for that call?
Yeah, right.
You know, I'm the idiot if I just assume that it's going to work the second time. And so I wrote that down. And then the next question under discover, what might be happening for them? So you just, you know, try and put yourself in their shoes.
Yeah.
He might have been really busy. He might really want to have this call. He might be a person of integrity. I don't know. Or it might be that he's not really seeing this as that important. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Now I got some storytelling mice, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And then the next question under discover is, what do I want? What do you want? Do you have a request? And so this happened to me and I wrote down, I want to feel confident that he will show up for the next call. I want to know that he does value my time. And there was a third one, and I forget what it was, but I wrote these down. So now I had some specific desires and I was clear on what I could ask for. Because that's the thing that's one of the reasons we don't name our mice is because we don't know what they are. And even if we do, we don't really know what we want or how to lead it.
Yeah.
This form is goal, the worksheet. And then the next D, you remember what the next D is? I'm testing you now, putting you right on the spot.
I don't know.
Once you've discovered, you're now going to decide.
Oh, okay.
Right?
Disarm's the last one.
Yes, I know. So you're going to decide if this is a mouse worth naming. Now be very careful. Do not go back onto your habits. Fall back on your habits because your habits will tell you, oh, no, this isn't going to go well. Don't do it. Mm-hmm. That's before you had the worksheet.
Okay.
So 9 times out of 10, I find it's actually worth naming the mouse. Even if it doesn't go well the first time, maybe that's what's supposed to happen. And then you get a second round and a third round. But if you follow this process, your chances are much higher that it's going to go well. So you decide, should I name it? Should I not? So with this guy, it was a podcast host, didn't show up on a call, booked again without asking me, what's the upside? That's right there on the worksheet. What's the upside if of naming this? Well, I could feel confident they'll show up. I could look forward to the call. I could enjoy myself. I could have a closer relationship with him. We might actually sort this out and come closer together. What's the downside? What could go wrong? Well, he could get defensive. He could get upset. He might start telling other people, this guy's a jerk. Don't work with him. I don't want that to happen. You know, so this is a possible risk. And then there's a checkbox. Are you willing to accept these possible consequences for the possible upside? Is this a good bet? Yeah. Is the other way of saying it, because I used to come from a risk management background. Is this a good bet? You know what? Yes, I'm committed to telling the truth. So yes, I'm going to actually take a shot at this. The third D, you know it.
Disarm.
Yeah. You don't want to just blurt it out. Hey, I was pretty upset that you didn't show up. No, you're not going to do that. We're going to, you know, so let's say I call him. First thing I'm going to do is share my positive intent, like why I want to talk about it, and get his consent. Hey, I wonder if you got a few moments to talk about what happened with the missed call yesterday. The reason I want to talk about it is because I think I could kind of clear the air, because I've been holding on to something and I want to get it off my chest and I want to have a really good call with you. And it would probably only take a couple of minutes. Do you have a couple of minutes now? So I've demonstrated positive intent, because if you just say, hey, we need to talk.
They're
on the defensive. But here's why I want to talk to you. I was just thinking of another example from class. There's an actor who said she's not comfortable working with me. And so I made a pitch like, why don't we clear the air? Because we're going to be in class for a long time together, potentially. And I think we could do really great work. And I promise you, you would be happy that you had the conversation. That was my leadership move in trying to do it. She ended up sending me a text back. So we at least communicated via text. And I don't think she feels comfortable having a face-to-face, but you pitch it. That's when you disarm and you go for consent.
Yeah.
And then you'll name it. You can even take your worksheet and say, I wrote down some notes because I wanted to do a good job of this. And I didn't want to forget anything. You can do that. Yeah. You don't have to pretend that you write a speech and memorize everything. You're like, no, yeah. I want this to go well. I wrote down some notes. And then you share, you name your mics. And I said to the guy, well, I was a bit frustrated when you weren't there for the call, because that's half an hour I'm not going to get back. But then I was really surprised that you just assumed I'd be happy to book another call, and you did it again. You just rebooked it. Mm-hmm. And I realized what happened is I felt, I'm not saying this is true, but the story I came up with is that you didn't value my time. And I don't know if you're going to be there for the next call. So I realized what I would need to enjoy this call, and I want to ask you for it. Is that okay? He's like, yeah. Mm-hmm. What you got? I said, I would like to know that 100% you will show up for that next call. And I would like to hear that you do value my time and it does matter. Oh, and third, I'd like to know that you get the impact of you not being there. Uh-huh. That's half an hour I'm not going to get back. I couldn't book someone else in for that. I just want to know that you get the impact. That's all. And he was amazing. I didn't know. It could have gone a number of different ways, but he said, wow. And I actually didn't do this live. I did this in a video.
Okay.
And I sent the video and I said, and if you don't want to hear this, just stop the video now. But if you do, continue watching. And I like to do it sometimes in a video, because if I don't do it right the first time or the second time or the third time, I can keep going until, usually gets shorter and I get more clarity and I get more positive, because I want them to get my positive energy. Do not type it in an email if you can at all help it.
Especially way better, podcasts.
Way better to at least record it on an audio so they can hear your positive energy. So I sent him the video and his response was, that is amazing. Can I share that video on my podcast? He wasn't used to anyone naming their mice in such a positive fashion. So listeners, if you're willing to use this worksheet, and you'll do better if you get the book, it'll cost you a whole $12.95. It'll really give you a good solid grounding in this. But even if just the worksheet, it can literally change your life. You can start having conversations with your partner that you've never had, with your business partner, with your customers, with any problem employee that you have. If you have a boss, this will give you the ammunition to go in and ask your boss for that promotion or that raise. It's really a game changer.
Yeah, it sounds like it. So tell us again where they go to get the worksheet.
Go to mouseintheroom.com.
Okay.
Really simple. There's no the in front of it. Mouseintheroom.com, top left, free download.
Okay.
If you want to buy the book, there's a link to buy it on Amazon. And if you have been looking for a coach or thinking, I want a coach that's not going to just do the business, but is going to do life, There's a link in the menu at mouseintheroom.com to apply for coaching.
Okay.
And I do a free session first just to see if we're, see if coaching is actually going to be right for you and if we're a fit.
Yeah.
And if we are, we'll have a good time most of the time.
Yeah. Excellent.
Sometimes it can be challenging, but most of the time it's going to be a good time.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, it sounds fabulous. I'm really happy that you were able to share so much about the book today on our podcast. So one of the things that I always ask everyone that's on with me is to give me three traits that when you notice those in people, you know that they will soar to success.
When you said that before we hit record, I didn't write anything down about, I thought it'll come and it has, it just came. And these are also the people, well, these are the people that I would want to hang out with as well. Mm-hmm. So one is fun, you know, play. You like to play, you like to have a good time. And they've been saying in the acting industry here, I've been studying it and going into it, I'm about to look for a manager. They say that most of it is attitude. Yeah, sure, you need some skill. You need to know what you're doing, but you've got to be someone that they want to be around. So if you are enjoying life, you have a positive mentality. Yes, you say yes. You're not complaining about people. You're actually enjoying what's coming down the pipe in life. Then that's charismatic. People want that. I'll call that play and fun for now.
Okay.
Second characteristic is courage, particularly for a business owner. You've got to be doing the things that other people aren't doing. 80% of small businesses fail. You've got to do the stuff no one does. I'm starting a new business as an actor. I am the product and I got to do stuff no one else is doing. So I'm now just started reaching out to managers in Hollywood and inviting them to be on my podcast. And then I'm going to reach out to agents. And then once I have a manager and agent, I'm going for the top 20 directors, producers, casting directors, writers in Hollywood to network.
Yeah.
Who you know makes a huge difference. Plus, I want to have fun. That takes courage to go for that, to ask people to endorse your book, to go and do a TED talk, to call 100 people and invite them to be clients or customers. It takes courage.
Yes, it does.
You've got to be willing to do it. If you don't have it, probably shouldn't be in business. You don't just go and get a job and do the same thing every day. Let's see if I have a third one, would be a growth mindset.
Yeah.
You are always looking, maybe you're doing well in a number of areas of life. Hopefully you are, but you're always looking for how do I grow? How do I be a greater person 6 months from now than I am now? And that also can take some courage. If you simply practice mouse naming, then boom, that'll handle that. Mm. That'll handle, because that takes courage and that handles growth.
Yeah.
Going, doing courses, getting coaches. I have a coach. There have been times I've had five, depending on what I want to work on. You go and sit with gurus, do immersions. I mean, listening to podcasts is good. Reading books is good. Doesn't take the place of some kind of live interaction with someone who can be in your face and help accelerate that growth. So play, courage, and a growth orientation. I think if you have that, how can you not succeed?
Awesome. Thank you. Those are fabulous. Great. Great. Well, is there any last tidbit of wisdom that you'd like to share with us before we sign off?
Sure. You're doing great. All advertising is based on you're doing it wrong and I'm going to help you get well. And I don't subscribe to that theory. I think you're doing great. You got this far using whatever you're doing. If you want to grow and to go further and have life be even better, I get interested in that game. But you don't have to. No one has to do it. It's really available for people who are like, you know what? Yeah, I'm enjoying what I've got. And I think it'd be fun to have more. That's a game that I get interested in.
Excellent. So we'll be looking for you coming to a movie or TV show or something soon, huh?
That's right. Guys, if you want, you know, for fun, if you want to go to my acting website, is davidwood.life.
Okay.
Davidwood.life. I got my showreel up there. I got my headshots. I got my resume all set to go. And if you know of some awesome managers in Hollywood or agents, then send them to davidwood.life.
All right. Excellent. Thank you. Thanks so much for being with me today. It was really fun chatting with you.
My pleasure, Pat. This was a lot of fun. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to the Soar to Success podcast. For more insights into growing your business or improving your quality of life, visit SoarToSuccessMagazine.com and subscribe to the Soar to Success podcast on iTunes.